Okay. Tzar Halacha Chavodos, Tuesday night, Or L'Ches, Shabbat. Okay, so we're coming up to Shabbat Shira. So in the olden days, right, where they fed the birds on Shabbos. So in the olden days. Now I don't know if they feed the birds anymore at all. But our kaponim, there's Halacha Halacha Shabbos that you're not, don't feed on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to feed animals that are not upon you for their food. It's called a tircha de lo tzarech. But animals that are dependent on you for the food, the list in Shulchan Aruch was considered the animals that are dependent on you for your food. And so that you could, they're dependent on you, and it's not called tircha de lo tzarech. You have these them. The exception is a dog, v'chein lufnei kelev, you're allowed to, shemazon nosov. So what does that mean exactly? So Mishnah Berura learns, I mean, Mishnah Berura, but many learn, not all. Many learn that it means even a kelev of hefker. Hefker mitzvah, or does the Gemara just mean it's a inyan, a dover tov, to feed kelavim? We're not talking about that bites people. We're talking about a kelev that's tame and safe. A kelev that's tame and safe. So the man learns, and seems to say, like those who hold, what is not yours, even if it's a kelev of hefker. So it's a mitzvah to give him his own oath of rachmanis. I think people think it's the wrong reason, but that is, they mix it up with the birds on Shabbat Shira. And they say it's schar for the klovim for not barking, but that's not brought down. What's brought down in the Gemara is that the kelev is always hungry because he doesn't digest his food very well and it doesn't last a long time. So v'racham al kol ma'asov, and therefore you can always feed a kelev al srachmanis. So that's why it's a mitzvah to do, even if the kelev is hefker. So, okay, so you can't feed animals that are not dependent on you for food, wild animals, not wild, just in us. And you could, if they are dependent on you, with the exception of a kelev. The Bir Halacha says that anybody could feed them. In other words, if they're private, let's say birds, yonei bayosos, from the word bias, animals that are, birds that are in the house, so the Bir Halacha says anybody could feed them, not dafka the owner, since they belong to Israel, and einam ochlem may hefker. So just like their owner could feed them, so anybody could feed them, because you know they have to get their food from somewhere, and he wants to do a favor to the owner, so he feeds them. So anybody could feed them. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Now, so the primary. The only time really we don't have animals running around, maybe we do rather, but you bump into this halacha on Shabbat Shira and by Tashlich. That's when you bump into the halacha. That people used to put out crumbs of bread or whatever on Shabbat Shira to reward the birds, so to speak, for eating up the mon when they put out the mon, Dosan and Aviram or others. So that and Tashlich, they used to throw crumbs to the fish. So this was really a time-honored minig. But the Magen Avraham says it's wrong, because you're not supposed to. It's called the Tircha de lo Tzarech, you know, because of this halacha. So there are matirim, there are that I'm lamei tzchus, I really should call it, not really matirim, I'll call it limud tzchus, that just like by the kelev, the Gemara says it's okay, or at least if you interpret the Gemara that way, that it's not called a tircha de lo tzarech because you're having rechmanos, you're fulfilling, you're doing a good thing. So it's not called a tircha de lo tzarech. So if our kavona here is also, let's say, to reward the birds, or the tashlich, so symbolically throwing away the sins, so it's not really a tircha. It's not a tircha de lo tzarech. It's like the kelev is not a tircha de lo tzarech. It's like a limud tzchus for those that used to do it. I think by now, I think nobody, I don't think people do it anymore on Shabbos. If they do it, the kids come home from school on Friday and they remember to do it before Shabbos. And another tzad, I mean, it doesn't have to be a tircha. Let's say a guy like empties out his pockets from whatever crumbs are in it and throws it, you know, and empties them out. And there's always, you know, you sneak cookies there when no one's looking, so you always have crumbs in your pockets. That's why you have to check your pockets before Pesach, because there's always crumbs there. So if you just, I don't know, that's probably not a tircha d'leit zorach. If you don't specially, you know, get food for them and carry it out, but you just like empty your pockets and whatever's there, which is what people used to do by Tashlich, and here also on Shabbos Shira. So that's not even a tircha d'leit zorach, and that's probably mutter. Okay, now we have to see the Chayvus al Vavus, and we're in the middle of Shara Yichud HaMaisa Parakei, and we're in the middle of the second set of Pituyim of the Yetzer Hara, and we're in the second one where the Yetzer Hara is trying to get him to do things, and he should be famous, and people, he should have a Shem Tov, and he quotes from a lot of Chazals, and that it's good to have a Shem Tov, and it's something to strive for, and Chazalovas explains why that's corrupt thinking, and he tells you what to answer back to the Yetzer Hara, how to intellectually combat these thoughts that the Yetzer Hara is giving you. So we're up to here. Umasha Zocharta, this is the person like talking to the Yetzer Hara. Umasha Zocharta, me'inyan lasisi l'chashem, that Hashem tells Shlomo HaMelech that I'll make you famous. L'chashem, that's a good thing to be famous. He says, no. He says, u'kishor ma'voye b'nei adam. It's like other things that people strive for, or they like. Olam hazeh, me'osher v'kavod. And it's a good thing, you know, Hashem grants it to people. Hashem abori meitiv bohem la'avodov, kishachachmosu mechayevus lohem zeh. Hashem decides, you know, parcels out what people's lives are. Nothing has happened since. Everything is from Hashem. So Hashem could decide that this person will be famous, this person will be rich. That doesn't mean you and your personal life strives for that as an ideal. Kamashir Kosov, he says, by Shlomo HaMelech, v'gamashelo sha'alta nosati lecha, ham osher gam kavod, uksiv orach yomim bimina, b'smol osher v'kavod. But that's not your goal, that's not what you aim to accomplish, to strive for, when you do a good deed, when you do mitzvahs, when you go through life, avala chasidim, that doesn't mean that should be your matara, your motive. El Hashem Abar Yisalah, Shu Meitiv by Hashem. Yeah, Hashem gives out osher. It's not bad to have osher. Sometimes for some people it is bad grada, and kavod is not. You know, that's also a very dangerous thing. But Hashem gives it out to whom He wants to. The small osher b'chavod. Hashem gives it to you. Maybe it's a nisayon. Maybe it's takoschar if you take it the right way. Maybe you taka could become a role model for people through the vehicle of kavod. So that's what Hashem is giving to you, and you have to take it like a nisayon, and you have to deal with it the right way. But that doesn't mean, tell the Yetzer Hara, that doesn't mean that that's a goal of your life. Hashem parcels it out. He says, to ma'amin and the kofrim. Hashem gives it to ma'aminim. Sometimes Hashem gives it to bad people because it's like a punishment. Hashem knows whom to give it to. That's how Hashem runs the world. And Hashem gives it out according to how and whom He sees fit to do so.